Hey, what's up, man? How are you? I hope you're doing fine. It's been 3 days that you recorded a response to me, so I'm sorry that I'm, you know, giving you this answer very late, because I had those problem with my nose recently. You know, I had this allergy problem, but I was a little bit busy too, so that's why I just it took me 3 days to answer you. Just that, okay? So I'm sorry about that. Let's talk about you. So 8 minutes of your voice was about the thing that I said, and you agreed or disagreed to them. But the last part, I want to talk about the last part. You said that success is not money, and I don't agree with that. How do you look at it? Okay, so because you're talking about happiness. You said that you can have money, but you can't be happy in some ways, sometimes. Because there are some people out there, they have this attitude, they have the money, and they go and travel, they have a good family, and they're super happy. Is that right? So, but here's the thing. How do you measure success? And this is a question I have. Because usually, in a common way, in a common sense, in a status quo, the people usually say what? They say, okay, that person is rich, so that person is successful, right? So Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, why they're successful? Because they built, they created these amazing companies, and they made a lot of money. It's not exactly the money that they we call them successful. It's a common thing that we say. And by saying that, I mean that we use money as a measurement. Because I don't think that there is another measurement for success. If someone has a car, if someone has a boat or something, we call them successful, right? So not because they have the money. Yeah, we think that way sometimes, but mostly we say, okay, they're having those things, so they might be successful. So money is a good measurement for that, but it's not accurate, and there is no accurate actually measurement for success. But you said that you talk about happiness, so yeah, of course, you know, but you have to know that there's a correlation between these two, right? So we have success. By saying success, I mean, you know, having money, enough money, not being super rich. Or if you become super rich, it's fine, totally awesome. But, you know, money plus, you know, a good family, good life, travel, and, you know, lots of new experiences is gonna be happiness. So without the money, you can't be happy. So you can say that, for example, okay, I have a good job, 2 million tomans each month, and I have a good family, I'm happy with my life, even though I'm in a terrible situation. So it is possible, right? So you can be happy with just a bottle of, you know, juice or something. But by saying that, I don't mean that money can bring you happiness. Money is a way to have the happiness. So why we actually work? Because we want the money, right? Because we don't want to die. We don't want to starve. Right? Is that right? So we want the money to buy food, clothes, and pay our rents and different things like that, right? So money is something that we live for. If you just look around, why people are so creative, why they're drawing, why they're learning the language, because it's fun? No, any person, they comes to you, actually they come to you and they told you, okay, we are working because it's fun, we are working because we love it. This is bullshit, man. They love it because they, okay, it's actually it's balanced, right? So they have the money and the job is good, so they're very happy with that. But if they're working the thing that actually they love, okay, but the money is not that much, over time you will be demotivated because life has a lot of pressure. It's not just love for that thing. So it's like having a girlfriend. Over the course of maybe 1 or 2 years, you can't love her like before. I'm not saying that, you know, everyone is like everyone has this attitude or whatever, but when you get married after 10 years or 20 years, I'm sure there won't be the love that you had in the past. Okay, so yes, you still love that person maybe, and you are living with each other, so you love each other and you actually talk to each other and different things like that, but still over time you won't love that person like before. Let's be honest. So it's exactly like that. You know, you can't say that I love my job because I love to draw. Yes, you love to draw, but without the money, you won't be able to actually love it and be happy with it. So everything in this world is about money. Even if you're a person who likes to live in jungle, like monks, you know, the people in Japan or some other countries like India or something like that, they have monks, right? So those people, they live in jungle and they want to be free from this world, but still there are some other people they're paying money, right? So it's all about money. So without the money, life is impossible. That's why I used it as a measurement. That's why I said that success is related to money. Without money, it's impossible. But how you look at money and how you discuss about money is important. So if you're a greedy person, money is not good for you. Too much money. If someone is greedy, if you give that person 1 million, that person wants 2 million, right? So that person is greedy. That person is living for money. And if someone is not happy with the money, that person must be greedy, you know. So being rich, yes, of course, it doesn't mean that you're happy. Absolutely true, absolutely right. But why not? You must look at yourself. You must go in front of a mirror and ask yourself, why I'm not happy? What is the problem here? Am I alone? Am I a greedy person? I don't have any plan for life, or just I'm working for money. So you see, but without the money, you can't be happy. This is totally guaranteed. Even, you know, little money, you won't be happy. So money, of course, is a measurement for success. As I said, it depends how you look at it. So the way I look at it is totally different from yours, I think, because you said that you maybe if you become rich you won't be happy. There are some people out there, they're not happy. But for me, money is a good measurement for success. So if I have enough money in my bank account, people can call me, okay, this dude is successful because he knows how to manage his time, he knows how to make money, he knows how to get attention, he knows how to actually sell his stuffs, give services and different things like that. So that's why they call me rich and successful. So I talked about the common sense, right? So this is something that people talk about. This money is a measurement. I don't think that there is any other measurement for success. I don't think smile can be a good measurement. I don't know. I haven't heard such a thing. If you know, please tell me. I'll be happy to hear it. So I think it's enough. I talk a lot. So bye for now.